Hello, everyone. Welcome to another full episode of 10K Dollar Day. And today we're talking about blowouts, piano bars, and wine bottles.
I'm still hair.
Oh, I get it. Hair.
That was from Follicles by Stephen Sondheim.
Oh, here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 235 of 10K Dollar Day, the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And we're so excited that you're here with us today as we spend a fake $10,000 in two real places somewhere in the world. And we're going to do it all with just one magic word that you're going to hear in a bit. But first, we have two other segments that we love to talk about. And I always love to know what Lulu's obsession is every week, because sometimes it becomes my obsession.
Oh.
Or my wish list becomes, you know, her wish list and vice versa. Maybe it becomes your wish list and your obsession. We have heard a few of those from our listeners. I've tried a few different food groups because of some wish list and obsessions that have crossed our paths from our listeners.
Yeah,
let's not keep the people waiting. What do you say? You want to tell us your obsession, Lulu Picard?
Well, it's funny. That was such a setup, but I'm like, I don't know how this would become. I mean, it could become your obsession. I don't know if it could be a wish list. It's a painting.
Okay.
It's one specific painting. I guess it could be a wish list. The painting, if you want to look it up, everyone, is El Jaleo or El Jaleo, J-A-L-E-O is the second word. And it's by John Singer Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T. So feel free to look at it right now if you want. And I guess, you know, it is an obsession. I saw it at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum last week here in Boston. But I would love to have something like that in a house. I would just stare at it all day long. Did you look at the painting?
No, I haven't looked at it.
Okay, well, you just cut out the time. So just look it up now. It's L J A L E O.
Oh, it's like a dancer.
Yeah, but the light is
crazy. And it's casting the giant shadow on the back of the wall, so it looks ominous, but yet gorgeous.
And like, you can hear the music.
Yeah, it's cool.
Right? It's so in the middle of something. I don't know.
I feel like, though, if you had a painting like that in your house, it would literally be the focal point of the entire rest of the decor. So I'm like, how do you decorate around
that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because this is in the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which was recommended to me by our super killer bae, Lori, in New York. She said it's her favorite museum anywhere I had to go. And I was like, okay, well, this museum was built by one woman who collected art, and it was to house her personal art collection. And she just put stuff where she wanted to. She was not a museum curator. Really? She was not an art critic. Yeah. So you walk through this museum, which was kind of modeled after like a Venetian palace or something.
Yeah.
So you walk through it, and there's just little like this painting is big, but it's in a little cove off this like area that looks like a little meditation room. So you go through the meditation room, and then you get to the end and you see this painting at the end.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it really stuck with me, that painting.
I love that. Well, something, my obsession has stuck with me too.
Okay.
So it's a good segue. It's a TV show, but also I feel like our personalities have been summed up in these obsessions.
Oh.
You're like, I'm gonna stare at a gorgeous painting. I'm like, I watch Netflix. So it's a it's a Netflix show that I'm now obsessed with. So obsessed, in fact, that I've been watching it on my phone while I like do dishes or do the laundry. Like I keep on, or do my makeup in the morning. Like any free moment I get, I'm like, oh, I could watch it now. Like, it's called All American.
Mm-hmm.
And it's starring Taye Diggs, who I'm a big fan of. Mm-hmm. And it is loosely based on a true story of a young football player who was taken from like the inner city of Crenshaw, like California area, into Beverly Hills, and has this really crazy experience coming from, you know, a much poorer part of the city into a much richer part of the city because of his football talent. Right.
Did he get in this one little cast. Fight and his mom got scared and, his mom and got said, scared. You're yeah. moving with your auntie and uncle
with
to Bel Air?
Taye Diggs to Bel Air, yes. Basically, it's not far off, but it's so good, and the cast is gorgeous, first of all. They're some of the prettiest people I've ever seen in my life. And I'm just enthralled by it. I think the acting is great. There's a lot of young actors I've never seen before. And it's a drama, which is rare for me. And I just love it. I'm so into it. And it's football, so it's like exciting. But then there's some like, you know, scary stuff too. So because there's some gang violence, and then there's some really great characters. I don't know. It's very current. It's really, I love it.
What's
I'm
it called
super
again?
Into it. All American.
I love that you said that you're like the cast is so attractive. And I feel like that's happening a lot right now in a different way than it used to happen. Because, you know, like you can think of what, like Gilligan's Island, right? And back then people were like, the girls are so attractive. But there was a type when we were growing up. There was definitely
that's
a type.
True.
And now I think you're responding to like confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Of different types of people who weren't allowed to be sexual on TV before.
Oh, 100%. And it's a good point, because there is one of the main couples in this. They're a gay couple, and both of these women are just stunning.
Well, I think
they're just the most stunning group of people I've ever seen on TV.
I think it's confidence. I think it works.
I do too. Yeah, you're
right.
And
when you allow people to feel attractive in their own bodies, everyone gets sexier.
And I think they're proud of this show. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I can feel their camaraderie through the TV. Like, you're happy to go to work. You're proud of yourself. You know what you're making is good TV. And I think that they're, I think that you're right. It's confidence. They're proud of their work that they're doing.
That's really cool.
I know. I love it.
And you right now are directing.
I am. I'm directing a show called Nonsense Amen, which are five men in nun habits. And it's really great. It's not drag at all. One of the things that I told these actors when we first got to rehearsal was, when you put on a nun habit, gender goes away.
Oh, that's such a cool thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah, you just can't tell. You don't know. Like, their entire body is covered. And I didn't want them to play it like drag. This isn't drag. This is true characters. You are these nuns. You are these characters. And then the heart and the funny will come from that. But I wanted it to just be them. They're just themselves on stage as these characters. And so, they're running with it. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah. And plus, you're in good hands because you have Matt McGee as Mother Superior, and
he's a star.
Everyone knows he's a bae. He's got a wonderful 10K Saturday episode. If you want to meet the star of Nonsense Amen, just listen to. And he actually talks about drag in that episode.
He does.
He talks about
quite a lot,
how he got into drag, how he feels when he's in drag, when he's performing as a woman and it's not drag. So I think that would be a cool one to revisit if you're interested, everybody.
Yeah.
Is it my wish list turn?
Yeah, it's your wish list.
I want a portable VO booth, voiceover booth.
Oh, yeah.
Which would also be at that point a portable podcast booth.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've looked up some options. It all involves a little bit of crafting. Like, it all involves needing an X-Acto knife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like take...
Like to make your own?
And cut it up and put it in bin, the fabric bin. And I just need something that is truly portable, truly light, truly collapsible, but that I can... I don't have a voiceover studio with me here, so trying to get back into the game.
Yeah.
Get the hustle back on.
I think you could DIY it.
I think people in the world can DIY it. I mean, my I DIY nothing. I hire someone. You know what I mean? What is that? Yeah. Like, I'm the opposite of DIY, except for this podcast. Except for this. That's all I've got. That's all I've got.
Well, my wish list is that I wish I had entered that free gas for life sweepstakes at Circle K back in February when I had the chance.
What are you talking? I don't know about this contest.
Well, I wish I would have entered it because now I can't afford gas.
Oh.
So I thought back. Today I was having a moment because I put $30 in my tank and it only went halfway.
Yikes.
And I have a small, tiny little Kia Soul. And I've been driving back and forth to Tampa. So I put it in. I think it was yesterday I did the $30. Today, I need more gas. Today. One day. I made it 24 hours and I have to pay again. 30 plus. I mean, I only did it halfway. I did $30. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm stopping. I can't pay anymore. So my wish list, I was like, man, I remember in February. And I remember it was February because it was around Emma's birthday. And I remember I went into Circle K and they had this big old sign that said, win free gas for life. And I was like, I don't want to take the time to enter that. I wouldn't win anyway. But what if? What if I had entered and now gas is $6,000 a gallon? Like, I would have been able, I wouldn't have be stressing over it. It's so expensive. It's so ridiculous. Expensive. And so that's my wish.
At least you have a little car.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
It could be worse.
Yeah. Could be worse.
I feel it on this end. I don't even have a car, but the Ubers are so expensive.
I know, right? Because the Ubers have to charge more because they need gas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really expensive to get anywhere. So I feel
it's a vicious circle of life.
Yeah. Hopefully, if you're listening to this, some of you have transitioned to work from home. And so you're not feeling this pinch. But if you are the type that has to go places to take kids or do a job or go volunteer, then yeah, you're definitely feeling it.
Yeah, 100%. So instead, what we're going to do is a dream that we have money
as
and spending
always, we're still
imaginary
dreaming. My
ways.
Bank account looks worse than it did when we started this podcast. And we have been researching things to do if we had money for almost 5 years.
I know. I thought we would have manifested something by now, but
didn't we do the opposite of manifesting?
I think so.
Are people they do not know what to do with money? Do not let them
do
negotiate.
Not give them money.
They will waste it and blow it all, which is probably true.
That's so
I don't
true.
Know how to save money.
Oh, well, then that means it's time for
10K Day.
It's a 10K dollar day. Imaginary travel and a laugh or two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bay.
Well, our magic word for today is...
Oh! I have news.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just feel like people that listen to this podcast would be... So, you know, I'm doing this show, 1776.
Yes.
And we've just finished the show. I've gotten out of hair and there's a knock on the door and stage manager comes in and Genevieve says, Senator Warren was at the show tonight and wants to meet everyone at the stage door. And we were like, what? And we go out there. And this also happened when Ketanji Jackson Brown came. We were all like, oh my gosh, I want to go meet you and tell you how awesome you are. And she wanted to tell us about what we did. And it was just like this weird, like, yeah, but no one's listening to me moment. Senator Warren came out and she gave this beautiful speech about art and about like living in art and how that creates the future when you get people to feel history. I mean, it was this insane moment, but the craziest thing is we didn't know it was happening.
Man.
Like, no one said she's at the performance tonight. Some people have requested that we not know if people are here, so they don't announce it. So literally, you're getting out of hair, and then they go, Senator Elizabeth Warren is outside. It's the weirdest.
It's amazing. Feeling. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible. She was lovely. I got to take a picture with her. She's very warm. She held her husband's hand the whole time.
Ugh.
Which was so cute. He's a history professor here.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she was going around to people and going, oh, you play James Wilson. You know, I know the person who's the expert on James Wilson right now. He wrote a book. Like, she just knows so much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was insane.
That's so really cool.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that. I thought it was a cool story. I forgot about it.
That's so cool.
So let's talk about water parks.
Yes, that is the magic word.
Oh, I know. That's not how we reveal it.
Well, it's spoiler alert, everyone.
It is a spoiler alert. It's on the episode artwork.
Oh, that's true. They know what it is.
They know what it is.
Well, let's hear it anyway because it's a cute little recording. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, my name is Hannah and I'm the daughter of Allison Burns and my magic word is water park.
And that comes to us from my 8-year-old daughter, Hannah. And I thought it'd be nice to have her. She's been on the 10K Saturday. She's a little older now. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let's see what she comes up with. And of course, she came up with water parks.
But has she been to a water park?
Oh, yes. That's her favorite thing to do in the entire world.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was like a hint. Like, hey, I've never been to a water park, Mom.
Oh, no. She loves it. Okay. And like any water park. It could be the dingiest. I'm like, oh, I don't know about this water park. She's like, it's the best water park. Like it doesn't matter. If it's got water and a slide and spraying things, and she loves it.
Do they still make slip and slides?
They do.
Because you have a big lawn.
Yeah, that's true. We should look into that. Yeah.
I mean, they were kind of terrifying. You just threw yourself on the ground.
I know.
It was not comfortable. It was really hard.
No, it's not. Because there's no cushion. I mean, at all. And if there was one rogue stick that was like underneath a place that you didn't clear, not good.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if now I feel like, don't get that for your kid. It's unsafe. Or if I'm like, it's a rite of passage. Get her a slip and slide.
I don't know. We sometimes rent like those bounce housey ones, but those are expensive. So
there you
those
go.
Are only special occasions. But okay, water park. So Lou, who goes first today?
I'm going to go first.
All right. Where are you going?
You're coming with me.
Ooh.
We are going to Sitges, Spain.
Oh, exotic.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a cooler way to say that word. You know, like when you see Ibiza and then you hear everyone say Ibiza and you're like, oh, okay. So there must be like a cool jet set way to say this, but I don't know what it is. All right, so we're going to Sitges, Spain, which is Sitges. It's a coastal town in the Catalonia region. And I'm going to read this right from Wikipedia. It is known for its Mediterranean beaches and seafront promenade lined with grand mansions. So far, so good.
Nice.
Compact old town, surrounding streets, shops, restaurants. It's known for its gay bars and nightclubs.
Ooh, fun.
Mm-hmm. They are actually considered one of the gay capitals of Europe. They celebrate Gay Pride in June, of course, and then they celebrate Bear Week in September.
That's really cute.
I know. And there's a lot of art everywhere to see because it was once a community of famous artists and architects. So they all kind of came to that area and, you know, like went to cabarets together and made art and architecture.
That's awesome.
So you can still find lots of beautiful things there. And I am staying at the Cava and Hotel Mastinel because this is also the region that Cava comes from.
Oh, yum.
Right. Sparkling wine from Spain. Yes. Yummy yums.
Yes.
And this hotel has a winery there.
Dream.
And the whole hotel is shaped like wine bottles stacked on top of each other if they were lying down.
The whole hotel is shaped like wine bottles stacked on top of each other if they were lying down. Okay. Okay.
So your room, the window is a circle. made out of like that greenish glass, like a
that you would dimpled. Look through. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that's cool.
So each room has that circle window, and then it kind of follows the circle line, the cement does. So it looks like bottles lying in a wine bottle thing.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
I know. And I got the romantic package for us both.
Okay.
And I thought about us sharing a room, but I don't want to share a room with you. So we're both getting the romantic package, and you get your own room.
Perfect.
So we are getting either a premium double room or a deluxe suite in their romantic package. It comes with dinner, which is made from lots of things from their garden. It is 7 dishes paired with their wines, their cavas, their produce.
Oh, delicious.
There's breakfast with organic sausages, jams, artisan cheeses, homemade yogurts, free-range eggs, and paired with our cava.
Nice.
We also get to visit the winery feeling like a winemaker for a day. We get a tasting of 2 cavas, and we get to get a simultaneous massage where they use something extracted from one of their wine grapes that I don't understand.
Something extracted, like a nutrient?
It says the treatment is extracted from the grape, wrapped in a magical, relaxing environment. No, that's us. You know what? I think this is a Google Translate issue. But I think that there is something winey themed to the spa treatment. Right.
Listen, they could just massage my body in wine. I'd be like, cool, that's cool. Yeah. That's exotic.
And then there's another cava tasting after that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Thank goodness that we're staying right there.
We don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So $700 a night for this package.
That's not bad.
I know. So for 2 nights, for 2 rooms, plus tax, $3,200.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
now,
so cool.
We're not going to use the dinner, but the dinner we can use on the night we get there, but we're going to go somewhere else for dinner.
Okay.
We will eat the breakfast there. I love that you said, okay, like we were actually planning a trip. You went,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm on board. Whatever you want to do.
All right. So we are going to have that lovely organic breakfast. It's going to be great. And then it is time to go outside because I'm pretending that we are there now in June. In fact, I'm pretending we're there on the day we're recording this, which is actually June 19th, 2022. Because on June 19th, 2022, we will be in the midst of the Corpus Christi Flower Festival.
And, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's really good. And so today, June 19th, well, it's not always June 19th, it's a Sunday, days after Easter or something. There are flower carpets throughout the city made from carnations. We are talking 360,000 carnations are made into mosaic carpets all around the city in the streets.
That's amazing.
They've been doing this since 1887.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right?
Yeah, that's
the
amazing.
The pictures are stunning. Like, it's just these bright flowers, and they're everywhere. And it's really, really beautiful. So there's a lot of cool traditions around this festival. I'm definitely there for the day. It's also gay pride, so I feel like there's colors everywhere. And I enjoy
that. That's amazing. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, we're going to enjoy that. We're also going to go to lunch at La Paradeta, where you order fresh seafood, you pay by weight, and then they'll suggest, Allison, how they think that should be cooked today.
I love that. Just tell me. Don't even suggest. No suggestions. Just say what I need to do.
Exactly. So we're going to go there. We're going to pick something that looks fresh. I mean, it'll all be fresh. They'll cook it for us. We're going to get a great bottle of cava with it. So our meal, I think, will be $150, the cava $200.
Awesome.
All right. I also think that's way too expensive for that place, but we're just going to throw down. It's fine.
Let's do it.
Okay. Lots of flowers in the streets, though. And you know I hate to like throw anything away. Yeah. So I am buying trendy, colorful acrylic vases in honor of Pride Week, Pride Month.
Oh, that's fun.
And they come in with these cool colors. You kind of need to buy 3 of them to make a rainbow. Otherwise, it's just a colorful vase.
Gotcha.
for one of these vases, I got them at theapollobox.com. Secret, though. I did see knockoffs on cheaper sites. But this is, I think, the expensive one. It's $102 each.
Okay.
I need three to make a rainbow. So it's really 616 to make a rainbow.
Oh, I love that.
Right? And then I can have my flowers in there.
I love that.
So I'm going to buy a rainbow for me. I should have bought a rainbow for you. I didn't.
It's okay.
And then
it's okay.
One for the winner of the $10K Day Flower Fashion Show.
Oh, that's exciting.
Another way to upcycle these carnations. You can, after the dismantling, create something that can be worn.
Okay.
And put on a fashion show. Do you want to know where you're going to put on that fashion show?
Yes, please.
How about an abandoned water park?
I was waiting for it. Oh, it's abandoned.
Yes, ma'am. There was a water park there called L'Aquatic Paradis. It was only open for two seasons. It like never really took off. So it's just been abandoned for years and years and years. There's a lot of graffiti. Oh, a lot of people use it as like skate ramps.
Okay.
Lots of music videos. And lots of fashion shows.
That's
so we're
so
going to
cool.
get these amazing Project Runway situations coming down our runway, which is actually an abandoned water park.
Gotcha.
You are going to create a movie about it.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know. Now, I know you're loving filming on your phone at the moment.
I am.
So you've got your phone, but I did get you a new MacBook Pro.
Yes.
Well, because yours is like on the fritz for some reason. We don't know why.
Yeah, I know.
So $3,300, you're welcome. Okay. And then I also got you Final Draft. So you can really like zoom through that script writing. $250. Excellent. Okay. And we have a little prize, another prize for the winner. They get the rainbow vase. They also get a pearlized Marcel Boucher carnation brooch I found.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's used. $1,250. And now you're like, we definitely need to go have dinner.
Yeah.
Well, remember, we are in one of the gay capitals of the world.
We are, yes.
So we have to go to Queen's Dinner Show.
Oh.
It starts at 8:30 p.m. You get kava complimentary because that's just what they do in Sitges. It's kava all the time. Then they take you to your table. You have dinner. It is like a 3-course menu. You get tapas. You get all these things. And then there is a show. This is like the Birdcage, but in Spain. And I say that because the art director and his partner run the whole thing.
That's amazing.
I know.
What a dream.
I'm telling you. And they have like 6 or 7 performers. If you go to our show notes, everyone, or the blog, you can find a link to this place. The performers are so attractive and so amazing. And they've like just got these 5 or 6 people. And in my head, I don't think this is actually how it works. In my head, they all live together, like in a house.
Yeah.
And they're best friends. And they get each other through the hard times. And they love each other.
That's the movie I should make.
Times. Yeah. Okay. So Queen's Dinner Show, we're going to have a great time. We're getting the VIP table.
So cute. Okay.
The VIP table is €500. So with tip, that's $629.41.
That's so good.
And we've got to end the night. And, you know, Allison, we have not been out on the town for a while.
Yes, true.
And we do love some music and we do love a cocktail.
We do.
So we are going to go to a little piano bar called El Piano.
Okay. The piano.
I know, the piano. Yeah.
I love it.
So this is what it says. It's a Sitges favorite. That's the name of the place. Remember Sitges? Uh-huh. The cabaret singers give this place its edge, giving performances worthy of awards. Beyond the scheduled entertainment, the music videos are an eclectic mix from Cher to The Sound of Music to Mamma Mia. If you enjoy a sing-along, this is your place, especially for Show Tune Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
In Spain.
That's so fun.
In Spain.
That's amazing.
Now, I know I said I was going in June because I want to go for those flowers, but let's just use our 10K magic.
Okay.
And pretend that were there in August at this point, specifically August 16 or 17, 2022.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to buy us a pair of tickets, $150, uh-huh. and we are going to see the headline performer there on that night, Christina Bianco.
No way.
Totally.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So sorry to name drop again, everyone, but if you want to hear Christina's 10K Saturday, where she goes, she actually released one of her songs on our podcast before she released it on her CD. So it's on the end of that 10K Saturday. Well, she's going to be doing her show. And we know that she has a favorite cocktail. I think she mentions it in that episode. It revolves around elderflower liqueur. So we're going to bring her some rose rabbit elderflower liqueur to the stage door. And this elderflower liqueur is so expensive because it uses wild central Otago elderflower from New Zealand.
Oh, fancy schmancy.
$250 fancy schmancy.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool though.
I know. So we're going to end the night with Christina, and that brings my total to $9,985.59.
Oh man.
That's like a Christina, good day, right?
That's a day I want to do. Like, that's a day that I'm like, file that away under bucket list for sure.
Yeah, it's a good day. And we got to see a friend.
Love it.
What a weird life good. This is.
I know, right?
This is a weird podcast. Okay. We just made up a vacation with a friend to go see the, I don't know, it's really strange.
Hey Lulu, I just found this fundraising platform that gives everyone a chance to dream big and win once in a lifetime prizes while helping to make the world a better place.
Those are all the things that I love. I think you're probably talking about Omaze.
Yes, I am. If you just go to 10kdollarday.com/Omaze, you can find out all the amazing things that they're offering, and you can register to win giveaways by donating to charities.
That's right. For instance, right now, I'm looking at a chance to support Peterson Automotive Museum and win a Tesla-powered Porsche. What? A 1969 Porsche that is now electric? That's one of the prizes. You can also win prizes like a $40,000 vacation to Tokyo or a dream house just for supporting nonprofits all around the world.
That's right. Omaze has raised over $150 million to support over 350 charities around the world. You can make your dreams come true and the dreams come true for others by visiting 10kdollarday.com/Omaze.
All right. Give me your water park.
All right. So I'm going to New Braunfels, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the first thing I had to do, purely because this was my kid's idea, was fly my entire family out.
You have
and
to.
I had
Could you
to
imagine?
Do it. I know. I had to do it first class because I just want them to experience it. Although it's probably a bad idea because once I experienced it, it was like, what do I do now with my life? So, but all three of them, getting them from Tampa to Texas first class is $2,905 for three tickets.
Okay.
It is round trip though. So I don't know if that's bad or good, but all right. Now here's the thing. I believe I have talked about this water park before, because I have actually, as a kid, and I'm talking Hannah's age, at the age of eight, I went to this water park.
Is it the Schlitterbahn of Shauna's one?
Schlitterbahn.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha.
Schlitterbahn.
I think we've had some people ask about it too.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's even bigger and better than I imagined. So I chose New Braunfels because Schlitterbahn is right there. It's a world-class water park with more than 50 slides and attractions. And what they didn't have when I was a kid that they have now is an attached like hotel experience. And it's not just a hotel, like one hotel. They have different things you can choose from. They have cabins, they have the regular hotel, or they have what I chose, the Treehouse Luxury Suites.
Treehouse Luxury Suites?
Yep. It says that these rooms look like old world fantasy come to life. There's hand-carved furniture. I know, right? And it says it's right off the banks of the river. And that's the one thing I remember about Schlitterbahn was you would go into the lazy river in your inner tube. And at one point, the lazy river of the water park actually lets out into the actual river, the Comal River.
Oh, like the non-man-made river.
Yes.
Oh.
It's like all connected. So basically, you're staying right there on the river. And it says that you can, it's literally door to door with the water park, which is so cool. So they also have a heated pool there as well. And they also have a surfing ride, whatever that is. And I got the 2-bedroom treehouse with a private balcony. And they have different packages. And I got the most expensive one. It's called the Swag Bag Stay and Play Package. And basically, it includes the overnight accommodations, 4 water park admission tickets that are valid the entire stay. So anytime that you're there, park open to close, you're allowed to go be there, which is awesome.
Oh, and like free pass whenever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And then each person gets a swag bag that has a beach bag, a towel, and a cup in it.
Oh, wow.
Right? Pretty cute. So for all 4 of us for this 2-bedroom, 2-night with all the swag is $2,229.99.
Oh,
but that also
wow.
includes the water park admission. So
oh, wow. It's
a lot.
It's a lot, but I think what it really is I'm amazed that people spend that much to go to a water park.
I know.
But that's great. I mean, they wouldn't have that if people didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and what it says is about this water park, I guess there's 4 distinct sections of the water park. And it said each section of Schlitterbahn is as large, if not larger, than most regional water parks.
Each section.
Yes.
Oof. Wow.
And it says every section contains a swim-up bar, a lazy river, a children's area, and other attractions. So it's basically like 4 parks in one, I guess.
Okay.
I know. Now, I also know I need to budget for food at the park because, you know, theme park food is so expensive. I mean, you're looking at cheeseburgers for $14.
Yes.
So I budgeted $200 for food for all of us at the park for the day. And that includes, like, you know, Hannah's definitely going to want Dippin' Dots at some point. You know, as you just walk around, things are going to happen. So I'm not sure. I'm sure you could drink there. I'm not sure. The next thing we're doing, this is so cute. I'm so excited that I found it. If you guys go to New Braunfels, you have to check this out. It's called the Stars and Stripes Drive-In Theater.
Oh.
It's so cute. You can find them. I didn't know this. They have a website called Drive-In USA where they have all the drive-ins in the whole USA listed.
Whoa.
I know.
That's crazy.
I think drive-in theaters are so cool. Here's the thing too. So at this drive-in movie theater, you can actually have an event there. So you can click on their website and it says, have your event here. So you click on it and they include like packages. So you can actually like reserve sections of the drive-in theater for just your party.
Oh, you can like reserve it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But not even like the whole thing. Sometimes you could just be like, hey, I want to reserve this section or whatever. Isn't that cool?
That's so very fancy schmance.
They have a kids package and then they have a young adults package. And the young adults package is what I'm going to get because it includes 10 adult tickets. I'm only going to use 4, but still. And then it includes burgers, fries, and a small drink for everybody, prime parking, and 2 tables reserved before the movie with a party attendant.
Oh, you know I love a reserved seat.
I know, right?
Yes.
I know.
It's always worth it.
I know. So for these 10 tickets, this entire package is $249.
All right.
Which isn't bad when you think about 10 people, like if 10 people were to split it, but it's super cute. All right. So now I decided I'm going to send Emma and Hannah back to the resort and Chris and I are going antiquing.
Oh.
I did not know this, but there is a downtown antique mall right there in New Braunfels. In Braunfels. Yeah. I always think I'm saying it wrong because it looks German to me.
The Braunfels does? How do you spell it?
B-R-A-U-N-F-E-L-S.
Braunfels. Yeah, Braunfels. I would be guessing as well. I have no idea.
Yeah, it feels German, like Braunfels. So anyways, I didn't know this, but they have a antique mall. Yes, oh, not like just a store.
Thing. Is it indoors?
Yes, 20,000 yep. square feet.
Love that.
Right? And it's also located in this early, like, 1900s restored building. They have over 60 dealers with tons of vintage things like Victorian furniture. They have all, oh, it's just gorgeous. Like, there's too much to talk about it. Like, a variety of collectibles, all this memorabilia. Like, it's crazy.
Question. So,
yes.
What do you like to buy at an antique? I've never known you ever to say, let's stop at an antique store.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, right. So what exactly are you keeping an eye
to
out
me,
for?
I feel like it's more of like, I feel like I'm rummaging through old things. It feels, so I don't know if I'd actually even actually buy something.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You always say that you, like literally just this last week with the Daily Happy, I asked you if you ever considered buying those boxes of junk on eBay.
Yeah.
And you were like, absolutely. So isn't it kind of like walking into a whole storage area?
Yeah, for sure. I think I would like it. In fact, I think I would do like the record collections or like
the old
books or like, ooh, the old like soda cans, you know, things you see in movies.
Oh, I see stuff that look like set dressing.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fascinating cool. for you. Do you think that there's a period of time, like if you could walk into a living room of a certain period of time, that would be the most I'd love to see how they lived in that period of time.
Probably the 1950s, like the Greece era.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm going to go and I'm giving each me and Chris $1,000 each to go antiquing.
Love that.
I know, right? Just going to go shop. If you guys go, take pictures because I want to see some crazy stuff. So then I decided I'm sending Chris back to the hotel and then we're going to switch. So Chris is going to go back to the hotel. I'm going to take the girls because we have to get ready for the night. We're going to this place called the Blow Dry House and it's HAUS. See, I feel like it's German. I feel like the whole town has to be German.
Well, I think it's probably, you know, like Helen, Georgia is not, it's not like it's a German town, but they just kind of themed their town German.
I think that's what's happening because this is the Blow Dry House.
Yeah, you know? I think they're like, this is the town of German places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cool looking. It's gorgeous. We're going to get a blowout. I've never had one done ever where you just go and you like say, hey, just wash my hair and blow dry it for me.
Oh, no, I've never had that done. So I don't understand that life.
I don't either, but I'm going to do it. And it's actually not that expensive here in this town. Now, if you come to the Tampa Bay area, you're going to look at paying like $100 for a freaking blow dry. But they actually had them for like $45. And that's without the wash. The wash, if you include the wash, is $15. So I think with tip and everything, the three of us could get our hair done for about $200. So okay. Going to do that because then we're going to dinner at Myron Prime. This place is fancy. Okay.
Oh, fancy.
And what's cool is on their website, it says that don't be surprised when we call you by name or remember your favorite bottle of wine. Just settle in, relax, and enjoy. If I walked in and the whole time they were like, did their research and they like remembered me, that's like the deal, right? Mm-hmm. It's just so cool. Then they also said that this Prime Steakhouse serves USDA prime beef, which is in the top 2% of the nation's beef production.
Oh.
And that their short loin is hand-picked, dry-aged for 14 days, and then wet-aged for 28 days before they serve it.
What is wet-aged?
I don't know. It's got to be probably soaked in something.
I guess so.
I'm thinking dry-aged is like herbs. And
no, dry-aged is when they just like hang it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know then.
I know.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's delicious. Now, on their menu, the ribeye goes for around $70.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if all four of us get some sort of entree for $70 plus the sides, plus dessert, plus a bottle of wine, we're looking at about a $600 tab.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, easy. All right, so we had our fancy schmancy dinner with our blowout hair. Then we're going back to the hotel because I decided to do something fun. It was inspired because my mom did this with us in hotel rooms, and then she also did it with Hannah, where they would push the beds to the side, like as far as you could go, but leave a little space for it to hide behind. Then we would take newspaper and crumble it up. We would turn all the lights out, and we would have like newspaper wars where we would just like throw newspaper at each other.
Sure.
Okay. So that was like the 1980s version. Well, what I'm doing in the, you know, 2020s, I got four MetaQuest virtual reality headsets.
Okay.
It's those headsets you put on, you know, that are like the masks, and then you hold the things in your hand and you do all the games.
I don't know these.
Okay, so it's virtual reality.
Okay.
It's hysterical to watch. Okay. People film people doing it, and they're just like, because you think you're there.
Because you're just flailing, right?
Just flailing.
Yeah.
But then I thought hotel rooms sometimes can be smallish, and the fact that it's not my place, I don't want to break anything. So in addition to the four headsets, I ordered a bulk of bubble wrap.
You're so smart. And I'm going to
bubble wrap the room. So anything breakable is going to be covered in bubble wrap. So it's not only going to protect us, but it's going to protect the room there at the Treehouse Lodge.
Okay.
So the virtual reality headsets for two, because I got the two pack at Sam's Club, they're almost $400, $399.99. So I got two of those. So we're looking at like $800. Plus the bubble wrap in bulk was about $100. And so we're going to play virtual reality games in the hotel for the rest of the evening. And even with all of that, my total was on the low end. It's $9,283.97.
Oh,
and I felt like I was going crazy.
Yeah, you've really maxed out everything. I mean, your tickets were like $2,000.
I know. It was insane.
Wow. Well, that's why they can charge $2,000, because rich people are like, this place is so cheap.
Yeah. They're like, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we would do if we had $10,000 to spend in
a place with an abandoned water park, Sitka, Spain.
Or the place with the biggest water park ever, New Braunfels, Texas. But this is what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away in these two locations. What'd you find, Lou?
Well, I cheated again, and I just kind of did it based on the word instead of the location. Okay. So I found something close to your location in San Antonio. And San Antonio has Morgan's World, which is the first theme park where everyone can play. It is built specifically so that children with special needs can go to a theme park and have no limitations.
Oh, I love that.
And they have a water park.
How cool.
Morgan's Inspiration Island is a tropical island paradise with colorful splash pads, the riverboat adventure ride, and waterproof wheelchairs.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, like we're talking... Everything has been thought through, because the person who runs this, Gordon Hartman, is the person who kind of created it, has a daughter with special needs and realized that she didn't have access to the same kind of fun that other children had. And he was like, nope, we're going to fix that. And
so now he
has this amazing thing. It's called Morgan's Wonderland, and you can donate to them. So if you want to look them up, it's Morgan's World, or you can find it right here on the blog or show notes.
That's amazing. Obsessed with that. So I found an organization called Room Redux. It's R-E-D-U-X. I was blown away by this organization. I actually got a little bit like teary reading about it, so I had to share it. They actually have different locations, but there is one right there in New Braunfels, Texas. And I think they have an additional maybe 12 to 15 around the US, including like New York. There's one in Oklahoma. So you can look up their website. It'll be on our blog. But what it is, it's It's a organization that focuses on transforming the actual bedrooms of children who have had some sort of physical or sexual abuse in that room.
Oh, wow.
It's a powerful thing. So basically they're saying it's a room transformation because so many times abuse occurs in a child's room. Ugh. And it makes it feel unsafe. So as a result, a lot of children will stop sleeping. They'll start acting out. They become depressed or they don't want to be in their room. Mm-hmm, so through different donations and grants, this room redux fully transforms children's rooms to where they don't even look remotely the same, but they also have some sort of like, you know, it's whimsical or it's something they love. It's like a complete room makeover. And I'm talking these rooms look like that Extreme Home Makeover stuff. Like they're gorgeous. And so basically they say a new room equals a new start. So they want these children to feel safe and comfortable in a new room and they get excited to be there. So I was blown away. I've never heard of this organization. I went down a rabbit hole reading about them. And there's a ton of different ways that you can get involved as well. And so check out their website. It's just so cool. And it's so cool that they have all these different, you know, places that you can go to as well. And you can actually donate to a specific location, which is cool. Or they also have one of those Smile Amazon accounts if you're interested in that. And then you can also just get involved by clicking get involved and you can donate money or, you know, you can actually donate your time as well to help volunteer to transform rooms.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that either. That's really awesome.
Yeah. So we love awesome charities and we hope that you do too. If you have one that you would like us to feature, please reach out to us. You can email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, getting your little notes in our email inbox. And if you have a little bit extra to give to this podcast, you can check us out. We have a Patreon page. Visit that at 10kdollarday.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And really for as little as $2 a month, you can support this podcast. And it helps us produce this content every single month. So we would appreciate that. If you don't have any money, just share it. Put it on your social media. Tell a friend. Tell your mom. Tell your dad. Tell your brother, your sister.
And if you do have money, share it.
And if you do have money, share it. Amen to that. Well, speaking about amen, it's a good transition. My happy, we talked about it earlier, is that I'm in rehearsals for Nonsense Amen. And I've been having a really good time being back in the director's seat. So that's my happy this week. What's your happy?
I just realized that the Elizabeth Warren thing should have been here. Like, duh, it could have been a happy. I didn't have to, like, interrupt the whole podcast to tell my story. It could have been a happy. But instead, I have a different happy. Ay, ay, ay. So not only is June 19 the Flower Corpus Christi Festival in Spain, but it is also Juneteenth. And I had a really great Juneteenth celebration with the cast. They, a lot of the members of the cast hosted a barbecue and the food was amazing.
That's so cool.
It was so cool. And it was so great to like celebrate with them. And in case everyone doesn't know, like, hey, because when we were growing up, this was not a widely celebrated holiday. Right.
Right.
Like we didn't grow up with getting it off of school and stuff. And American Rep went out of, we didn't have work because they canceled it. They consider it a national holiday.
Yeah.
And it's the day, just, I know many of you already know, but it's 2 years after emancipation was proclaimed, then it actually became true because this is when Texas finally, gave in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible, but like that, that's why this is the day that is celebrated as the end of, legal slavery in the United States.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We'd also love to hear your happies. Again, contact us, reach out to us.
Please. And if you're missing a little bit more of Allie's in my life, come join us at the Daily Happy. That's our 10-minute podcast that we do every single day. Sometimes it has funny stories. Sometimes it has reactions to the world. And it always has laughs. Meet us over there.
Well, this podcast would not be possible without a lot of people. So we got to thank them. This podcast is produced by Andrea Canny, intro by Stan Collins, graphic art by Jacob McAllister, the 10K jingle by Rockwell and Rose, the vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to Buzzsprout. Let's end this podcast the way we end every single podcast, with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?